This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Now, our foundation, the Gates Foundation, is very involved in vaccines, the invention of new vaccines, funding vaccines, and we're very proud that through joint efforts like Gavi, that saved tens of millions of lives. So it's somewhat ironic to have somebody turn around and say, no, you know, we're using vaccines to kill people or to make money, or, you know, we started the pandemic. Even some strange things like that, I somehow want to track, you know, the location of individuals because I'm so deeply desirous to know where everybody is. I'm not sure what I'm going to do with that information. And, you know, does this turn into something where, you know, there's constantly crazy people showing up? Who knows? But, you know, hopefully as the pandemic calms down, people are more rational about, hey, vaccines are a miracle and there's a lot more we can do.
How is it irrational to conclude that vaccines are a miracle, particularly when they're not even vaccines, and they're resulting in all kinds of aberrant adverse events, including death in young people by cardiac arrest and stroke? And they're yucking it up because there are people that actually have questions about the motivation of Bill Gates, who has claimed himself, quoted himself to have said that his best investment ever, economic investment, was in vaccines. Oh yeah, they think we're all about wanting to make money. Well, if it's not that, then what is it? Okay, lizard man, maybe it's to reduce population. You've been on the record saying that. If we can only get everybody vaccinated, we wouldn't have so many. Yeah, all right. I'm not even going to go back into that. Yeah, my apologies if I upset your stomach here to open the Robert Scott Bell Show on Monday. It is the 25th of April. For those of you watching and listening live today, those of you on UK Health Radio, it might be the 27th by now. I'm not sure, but the information is still good. Super Don tells me there's some breaking news on Twitter. Maybe we'll be back on Twitter. Apparently, Elon Musk is going to buy it, and the shareholders are pushing hard to make it possible. Twitter accepts. Oh, apparently that's breaking news here. Twitter has accepted Elon Musk's buyout deal. Now, I'm not... Look, I'm not under any illusion that Musk is on our side necessarily. You know, he's promoted agendas of censorship as well. Now he's saying, well, I want everybody involved to be able to speak out. But right now, I'm in Twitter jail for the last week because I refuse to say I'm guilty of violating their terms of service or policies simply because I tweeted out that we were going to have a show discussing snake venom with Dr. Brian Artis. Now, I realize there are people, even within our camp, so to speak, of more holistic inclinations, actually acknowledge that Bill Gates is a lizard man or something like that. Maybe he's got flaky skin. I don't know. But the point is discussions, open debate, dialogue, engagement in ideas, speculative theories even, is something that's healthy to do. And I love to be able to do that here without outright dismissing things. Now, I'm not saying I've never outright dismissed certain things. That's not the point. But to have the discussion and debate, that apparently is too much for Twitter. There wasn't a definitive, you must believe this or else. It was more or less, hey, consider this. And we talked about it. And for that, we're banned on Twitter still a week or so later. because I won't say I'm guilty. They say, yeah, if you delete the tweet and admit your guilt, then we'll let you back on. Like, what is that? What kind of justice system is that? Admit your guilt, delete the tweet, and you're back in. Like, but I'm not guilty of anything. So that's what you got. Maybe Musk does it better. We'll see now that they've accepted his offer where it goes. Other breaking news, long-serving Utah Senator Orrin Hatch dies at 88. Orrin Hatch, if you know about Hatch and Harkin, they were the key figures in the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act of 1994. And, of course, we've covered that for many, many years here. Jonathan Emort has discussed it at length as well and had written some things about it. Also said it wasn't a failsafe. But in this article about his life on the Associated Propaganda website, it talks about a lot of the things he did in the Senate. He's the longest-serving Republican senator in history. And if I could, you know, say one thing I didn't like that he did toward the end is step aside so that a real doofus by the name of Romney could become a senator. That was a mistake. I'm just going to say it. And it's like that. No, it's not too soon to say that. I said it before, but I'm saying it now. But he did a lot. And one of the most significant things that I would acknowledge him for is the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, DSHEA, which wasn't a perfect law or bill, but it did defend against outright destruction and, let's say, elimination of the dietary supplement industry. I'm alive and well today in large part because of what I can get in a health food store. And the natural product realm has expanded well beyond health food stores. I mean, you can see some of these dietary supplements sold in Walmart. Now, I'm not saying that Walmart's carrying certified organic whole food type supplements, but by and large, even those things that I don't agree with in the dietary supplement industry, as far as more synthetic type, kind of natural light, not Anheuser-Busch now, that's a natural light. It's like, it's natural, but it's sort of not, right? It's like nobody knows what it is. Yet, if we were to look at even those dietary supplements that I would not agree with taking because I don't believe they're truly like food in a sense, or actually, let's look at how many people are dying from those things. Pretty much nothing. The biggest controversy over the years of the DSHEA law, probably when, I think it was Major League Baseball pitcher Steve Beckler, if I remember, this is going off of memory, so if I get this wrong, just tell me, died of some kind of a cardiac event after taking ephedra-based supplements. Ephedrine, pseudoephedra, I don't know what it was at the time. I think it was ephedra. Remember, we had, let's see, Mike, what was his name? Philon? No, it might be that. He wrote a book about ephedra and how, if you're honest about the science and validation of the claims that they made, maybe five people died from the dietary supplement. Maybe, but even they abused it, used it well beyond label guidelines, etc. So the reality was it wasn't that dangerous relative to its benefit. And ephedra in its natural form, I think it's also known as ma huang, a Chinese medicine, has been helpful for so many with respiratory issues in particular. And yet they pretty much banned it almost outright from dietary supplements. Now, I bring this up because in 2018, there was a column by Michael Hiltzik. He was a business columnist with the Los Angeles Times. And he wrote about Orrin Hatch at the time. He had already retired, I think, or was about to at that point. He said, Orrin Hatch is leaving the Senate, but his deadliest law will live on. I'm like, deadliest law? What, was he pro-abortion? No, it wasn't that. Not at all. It wasn't abortion-related. It was, oh my gosh, it's the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act. The thing I just said was awesome. Exactly. I was like, what? The thing that, oh, you know what it is? They're upset that I'm alive because I take supplements. That's why they wanted us gone. It's deadly for those that still believe that dietary supplements are dangerous and drugs are manna from pharmaceutical heaven. The third leading cause of death, modern medicine and all of its trappings, and I argue it's the second or first leading cause of death because it causes the cancers and heart attacks that are number two and one, neck and neck. And so in this Los Angeles Times article, I mean, Los Angeles Times, how many people in Los Angeles take dietary supplements? Particularly of the Hollywood elite variety, pretty much all of them. And you've got this rag there, and they were just so utterly disgusted by the Deshaies law. That was deadly? Really? On an average year, how many people die from dietary supplements compared to FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs? It's not even a close contest. It wouldn't even be the same universe in reality. And they're complaining, oh, the Deshaies, it blocked the FDA. Well, damn straight it blocked the FDA, or else we would have no supplements today. We would only have drugs or synthetic patented pharmaceutical supplements that they would proclaim to be, these were the dietary supplements approved by your doctor. And maybe you'll get prescribed them, maybe not, but even if you do, they're not real food. What is this thing you're highlighting here in this article at the Los Angeles Times? It's hard to read it. Henceforth, the Food and Drug Administration could not block a supplement from reaching market. The agencies could only take action if it learned of health and safety problems with the production of this after the fact. Well, yeah, I mean, this is the thing. It was acknowledging that dietary supplements are by and large food supplements and that they are safe by definition unless proven otherwise. Whereas a drug, by definition, is dangerous, including when it's proven to be not dangerous. It's still dangerous with rare exception, like we've talked about in the last couple of years with hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Very unique in the drug category to have such a minimal negative safety profile, if you will. Safe use, for the most part. I have to acknowledge that, even as a homeopath. So if we look at the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, it's the people that were sycophants for Big Pharma. They were worshippers at the church, if you will, of the pharmaceutical church, and they just want FDA to have unlimited, unbridled power to stop all natural substances, even if you can't define natural, from hitting the market, making an exclusive permanent monopoly for toxic poisons approved by the Fear and Death Administration in order to move forward. So I salute Orrin Hatch for some of the good work that he has done, acknowledge that it's always a mixed bag with anybody that's in government. Outside of people of principle like a Ron Paul who said, you know, I stick to the Constitution on every issue. That's very rare, as you know. So, anyway, the passing of Orrin Hatch, just want to acknowledge that. So sorry that Romney is still there. Somebody needs to find a way to get him out and or run and replace him as soon as possible. And with that, let's bring up our California refugee. Yes, he's still in California. He's brilliant. He's a PhD. I don't know how I can keep up with him. His name, Professor, Dr. Brian Hooker, back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Woo!
I'm clapping for you. I'm clapping that I get to be on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I've missed you guys immensely. I am excited about today's show. I get excited about what I'm talking about. I'm not excited about the medical malady that it encompasses. Yeah. But anyhow, thank you so much for allowing me to be on your show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, the crowd went wild, but I didn't hear him. I don't know where Superdon, if he's napping, but dude, we're always thrilled when you're on the air with us, Brian. And you have your own podcast now, which I was on initially. We'll get on again and do another follow-up, which I hope is linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. If you're in the chat room, it's /listen, or you see there's a tab for the listen link. And we are still, miraculously, that's a miracle, that we're still on Facebook Live and a number of other digital platforms, but not Twitter today. We're still banned. Maybe Musk will make a difference. I don't know. And you haven't tweeted yet, so who knows? But that's not why we brought you on.
I do not tweet. No. I am, however, in Facebook jail because of my podcast.
Oh, really? Okay. Yes. So, look, that means you're more renegade than me on Facebook. That's pretty impressive.
I am a renegade. No, I ran a show with our dear friend Lee Allen Baker, and we talked about vaccines, and they didn't like what we said about vaccines. Imagine that. And so I ended up in Facebook jail.
Yeah, you know, I haven't had Lee Allen Baker on yet, I don't think. And so now I'm going to have to talk to her and go, like, to stop dropping all of those V-bombs. We call them
those V-bombs. Right? Exactly.
We got to say it a different way. Now, your latest article that you participated in, a scientific article here, and it's listed at thegms.co, so Public Health Research. The title of this, and ladies, pay attention, men, cover your ears. It's called Decidual Cast Shedding. COVID-19 and the Surge in Decidual Cast Shedding is the article, and there are a number of other people you work with on this article, including Christiana Northrup and others you might mention. But what is this? That's something, look, as a homeopath, I've had to deal with female-specific issues. Like, they come to me and say, hey, I have aberrant periods or cycles or weird. But things really got weird once we hit 2021. post, you know, experimental mRNA jabs, and we were hearing strange breakthrough bleeding, women who were of menopausal years suddenly having bleeding events, and in this particular case, decidual cast shedding is the entire dumping of the thicker lining of the uterus long before it's supposed to be shed in a menstrual period if there's no fertilized egg that is implanted in the uterus. So this is something apparently, and you'll let me know, how rare is it? It's so rare that I had hardly have ever heard of this occurring.
Right, right. This was a very rare phenomenon. We went back and we looked at the literature pre-2021, and we could see 40 in a 109-year period, 40 case reports, 40 instances where case reports were done on decidual cast shedding over 109 years. And then we looked at 2021. We did a survey. This was an informal survey on social media, so it was, you could voluntarily participate in this survey of about 6,000 females. And over that first six-month period of 2021, there were 292 instances of decidual cast shedding in this sample of 6,000 women. So it's a tremendous increase in this phenomenon. These were individuals who were vaccinated. These were individuals who were unvaccinated and had contact with individuals who were vaccinated. These were individuals that had COVID-19 and also individuals that didn't have COVID-19. We looked at the entire gamush, if you will, of women, and wanted to see, you know, what exactly was going on here. And the first thing that jumped out, we were looking at multiple issues with menstrual problems, and the first thing that jumped out was this phenomenon of decidual cast shedding, where the entire uterine lining was basically shed as a single piece. It looks like a triangular piece of of the uterine lining, and it's basically a cast, an inner cast of the uterus, and that's being shed. It's usually associated with the cessation of progesterone. Say, if a woman is on progesterone therapy and all of a sudden it completely stops, that's the phenomenon, and it's also associated with miscarriage. In this instance, this was standalone decidual cast shedding. These were not women who were pregnant, and it wasn't associated with ectopic pregnancy or anything like that. It was just 2021 hits. They're vaccinated, they're unvaccinated, they're exposed to the spike protein, and this is what we saw.
Well, this is a stunning, a deeper look into the X-Files-like mystery of mRNA technology forcing the body to produce via DNA, alteration of these spike proteins. Now, I know there's still a lot of discussion and controversy about it, but one thing I knew, having talked with many women, they were having just aberrant cycles.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The long-awaited evacuation from a sprawling Soviet-era steel plant in Mariupol was underway Sunday. A UN humanitarian spokesman told the Associated Press that the evacuation is being done with the International Red Cross Committee in coordination with Ukrainian and Russian officials. It's believed that 100,000 people are still in the southern port city. That includes up to 1,000 civilians and 2,000 Ukrainian fighters beneath the steel plant. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and a Democratic congressional delegation are the latest officials to pay Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky a visit this weekend. She told him the U.S. is committed to be there until the fight is done. It's the first official congressional delegation visit to Ukraine since Russia began invading it a couple of months ago. A pair of Republican lawmakers visited the country last month. With Pelosi being second in line to the presidency, she's the most senior American official to travel to Ukraine. This is USA Radio News. Officials are continuing to battle a wildfire out west.
Officials in northern New Mexico urge residents in more than two dozen communities to immediately evacuate Saturday ahead of a massive blaze that exploded in size in one day. The Calf Canyon fire began last week and combined with the Hermit's Peak fire, which was already burning near Las Vegas, New Mexico. By Saturday morning, Calf Canyon has scorched more than 97,000 acres.
USA's Mariah Bowen reporting. President Biden plans to gather with other dignitaries in Minneapolis, Minnesota to remember former Vice President Walter Mondale at a memorial service. Mondale died in April of 2021 at age 93, but his family delayed services for a year due to the pandemic. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Biden wanted to attend the memorial because he had an important personal relationship with Mondale. Biden has described Mondale as, quote, one of our nation's most dedicated patriots and public servants. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And I'm not saying this is the first time women had aberrant cycles, but this is decidedly different. Something that is so rare becoming, I'm not going to say super common, specifically with this decidual cast shedding. In other words, the entirety of the lining of the uterus being shed as a single unit, right? Normally, in a menstrual cycle, once again, if no a fertilized egg, no pregnancy takes place. The shift in the hormones occur, and then, of course, the signal is start shedding the lining. But usually, again, it's a scanty discharge in a healthy woman. Right. It's a little bit at a time, and then it's done, as opposed to one solid piece of tissue in basically the cast, the whole thing at once. This has got to be shocking. And as I said, sort of half jokingly, if this were coming out of men, if men had anything equivalent to this, we'd be declaring war on anything related to this, and we'd get to the bottom of it yesterday. But because it's women, this is where I get into the masculine, male-dominated aspect of modern medicine. They kind of, we'll give it short shrift, we'll give it second fit, we're not really going to pay attention. In fact, I've seen no headlines about this other than trying to minimize any acknowledgement of female cycle irregularities, since, even though it is that exists, but sort of like, let's play it minimal. Let's just not mention it.
Right, right. And we actually looked at Google search activity to see when was this a phenomenon? When were people actually starting to talk about this? And of course, it's not making the mainstream media. It will not make the mainstream media. But starting in April, May, and June of 2021, there was a significant rise, a significant increase, a spike, if you will, in the number of Google searches regarding decidual cache shedding as a phenomenon. And so it was affirmed by, you know, this major search engine. And in addition to that, we saw that out of the 6,000 women who were surveyed, 96% of them reported menstrual irregularities that started in 2021. Okay, so they were reporting new menstrual irregularities. What also happened in 2021? That was the introduction of the mRNA vaccine. And so, you know, you have to look at that. We haven't, we are doing additional work, and there will be follow-on publications regarding vaccinated versus unvaccinated in the decidual cache shed. Right now, this information is so new, it's so nascent. We wanted to get something out there just to alert the medical community and let them know this is happening.
Brian, what's your perspective on this as a vaccine or not? Because The prosecutenow.com website talks about David Martin perspective, that statutorily this has not been, they never redefined a vaccine to include mRNA injections to alter DNA protein synthesis. So I'm loath to say the V word, not only because we might get banned on, you know what, FB, but that it actually doesn't meet the definition. I mean, yes, they can change the Webster Dictionary definition at will if they want, but on a statutory basis, that's an Achilles heel for them. And I'm, you know, again, I'm loath to say the V word unless I explain myself related to the COVID jabs.
I think this more fits gene therapy. If you look at the basis of gene therapy, you take a message. And in this instance, the message is messenger RNA. It's not DNA, but it's messenger RNA. And it encodes for a spike protein. Now, that spike protein is considered an antigen, and that antigen then would give rise to an immune response, a B cell response, not a T cell response, but a B cell response. And so that is where the connection to vaccination occurs. But traditionally, vaccines have been direct delivery of the antigen itself. Okay, and so this is different. It is a genetic therapy because we are not delivering the antigen. We're delivering for the genetic code for the antigen, and therefore I would bin it as a genetic therapy and not a vaccine.
Okay, so we're in agreement there. I just
correct.
I want to urge folks to utilize language, or at least describe, if you use the V word, because that's the common vernacular accepted term, to explain why you don't believe it is, including if you know the statutory definition, then you can nail it on a legal basis too. But at the same time, we've got to acknowledge the mysteries of what are happening, particularly of the female cycle, because it's more overt in terms of what men's cycles have. Arguably, men have certain cycles, whatever they are. But women, of course, it's very right there. There's nothing hidden about it in that sense. But to lose an entire or shed the entire lining in one piece to eliminate it out, it's got to be shocking. And I imagine painful as well, passing that through the cervix on through the vaginal canal and out. It can't be pleasant at all, much less when that happens. It's like, what is going on? Am I having a miscarriage? I mean, how do you assess that? Because that is not a normal menstrual period.
No, it is nothing near a normal menstrual period. And it's really telling that when you look at the distribution studies that they did, and these are Pfizer's own distribution studies, the lipid nanoparticle did hyperaccumulate in the ovaries. Okay, it showed us that there was some accumulation in the testes. It wasn't as profound, but there was a profound hyperaccumulation in the ovaries of this lipid nanoparticle, and we were told that it was going to stay in your upper arm and that it was not going to migrate. Now, you would expect some natural migration to the kidneys. We saw a natural migration to the kidneys, but the ovaries was completely unexpected, and so much so that you would have to wonder about the future fertility of the individuals who take the vaccine. Dr. Larry Pilevsky, a pediatrician in New York City, basically said, hey, if you don't want grandkids, have your kids take this vaccine. Okay, so there's a lot of concern about miscarriage. There's a lot of concern about lack of fertility or a decline in fertility, and there are some real problems. When you look at the clinical data that the FDA was dismissive of, the clinical data that Pfizer is dismissive of, there's a real problem here.
The medical freedom group that I interact with on a weekly basis includes fertility specialists as well, those nurses that are working in those clinics, and they have been reporting in real time to us very strange abnormalities or aberrations within normal fertility responses, very much out of the norm, right, for them. And we are dealing with, before all of this happened, Brian, an acknowledged decline over, we can go decades now, of fertility in males and females for a great number of environmental reasons and nutrient deficient reasons. But all across that time, if this was a regular occurrence, again, specifically with the female, with this decidual cast shedding, I would have heard about it, I would have encountered it. If it was like, oh, it's just one of those things that happens. This is not one of those things that just happens. This is very strange. I don't know about maybe the direct endocrine interaction, but as you say, with these lipid nanoparticles impacting on the ovaries, there has to be some arguable, or I don't know how you could argue away from that, endocrine disruption, among other things that are happening to the physiology.
Absolutely. And, you know, the bottom line is that we really need to understand what's going on here, you know, with this phenomenon that, you know, historically barely ever occurred prior to 2021. And, you know, one of the other things that really concerns me is, what about the mRNA itself getting into the gametes? What happens when that gets into the fertilized egg, or I'm sorry, the unfertilized egg? Mm-hmm. What happens when that gets into the sperm? You know, these are, you know, basically genetic packages for the next generation. And so, you know, having messenger RNA in there, and it has been shown in vitro in the laboratory that messenger RNA can reverse transcribe. It can go back into the DNA of the cells. They proved this in liver cells. So why are we taking these chances that if this could possibly happen, why are we doing this, and why are we, you know, potentially affecting the future generation? As well as, you know, the insertional effects in other parts of the body, which would promote certain types of cancers.
Yeah, and we've heard a number of cases, and I've talked with, again, physicians directly about strange recurrences of cancers that seem to be in remission, very proximal to the time they get these jabs, that we have an explosion, a recurrence, if you will, a reemergence of these cancers. I don't know about new ones that haven't been identified before, but I imagine that may be a concern as well, because you're altering, again, DNA protein synthesis to produce something that the body would not normally naturally produce on its own. You're giving a signal artificially, the arrogance of medical man in this case. And then what are the unintended consequences, or some, if you want to argue speculatively, that they're intended consequences. But regardless, the consequences we need to discuss and understand and prevent this from happening ever again. But we're still in the midst of, you know, certain people in government, like, was that New York Mayor Eric Adams, still insisting on COVID jab mandates. It's like, based on what? Are you dumb as a rock, Mayor Adams? Maybe I'll have to ask Angela Stanton King next hour, but there's just some weirdness about this whole thing. Why is this even a discussion point? At this point, we're done, are we not?
We are done, and it doesn't prevent transmission. The rates of hospitalization, you know, basically there was a blip on the radar, but what happens is that the rates of hospitalization basically become the same as you follow the vaccine's progression, because people's immunity wanes very, very quickly. Once they receive the jab, once they receive the second jab, once they receive the booster, it's an immunity that lasts for mere months. And, you know, even that immunity is not necessarily tied to prevention of COVID-19. It's tied to antibody titers. And antibody titers, that's one small sliver of what the immune system actually is. I want to look into the data that Pfizer has released because of the FOIA. Remember, they were saying it was going to take 76 years for this to release information, and the federal judge says, no, you're going to release it on a monthly basis. So I've been watching eagerly as that monthly data comes in, and what I saw was that they were very, very dismissive of pregnancy-related adverse events. In the first 2 months of the Pfizer rollout, Pfizer reports 270 pregnancy-related adverse events, and approximately 28 of those were miscarriages over that small time period. That's a miscarriage, not over a nine-month term. That was a two-month window where they saw those miscarriages. And they summarily dismissed it. They said that they would continue to monitor the progress, but they said that there was absolutely no problem that they saw with these women having miscarriages. These women, you know, this is a vaccine that has not been tested on pregnant women. And strangely absent from the list of adverse events that they actually looked at and reported were menstrual issues. It was completely absent from any of the reports. They just clearly did not report on any women who were reporting menstrual issues outside of pregnant women. And so that was a gaping hole in their information. And again, this has not been tested on pregnant women. And there were no reports, you know, there were no highlighting of reports of menstrual issues in the clinical trial itself.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At TCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Scott Bell Show. This started from that clinical trial, and her impronation was not to see the light of the day, and I am so thankful for her mom for speaking out.
Yeah. Well, they've led the charge witnessing the brutality of an uncaring, unconscious, inhumane, I would say, lizard brain kind of focus on the V. I remember there was an actual TV series. Remember that V?
V, like, that's right. It was in the 1980s.
Yeah, it was like lizard aliens, interestingly
enough. They were lizard aliens.
Yeah, I just see a lot of parallels in that regard.
Yes.
For sure, yeah. So we got 5 minutes till the top of the hour there, and we've got Angela Stan King connected with us. Did you get to meet her when we were together at the Truth About Cancer event?
I didn't meet her. I saw her speak at the Defeat the Mandates rally. She completely rocked it.
Yeah, we're going to play a clip from that again.
So good. And I wanted to meet her, but in the throng of thousands and thousands of people,
yeah.
didn't really get to see her. But she did a tremendous job, and what an advocate.
Yeah, she's amazing. Now, as we wrap up here, we talk about the real cost of vaccine injury,
yes.
Like in your son's case. And recently, I think within the last couple of months now, I think, Tanner's dad, Tim, right? Tim.
Tanner's dad, Tim. Tim Welsh, yes.
Tim Welsh, who had a profoundly injured son, who we met at Autism One a number of times, that passed recently. What a tragic loss, because he loved him so much and he dedicated his life to him. I mean, what a shock. And I just wanted to acknowledge, and I'm sure you knew him as well, and had similar kind of circumstances growing up with your son.
Absolutely. Tanner was more profoundly disabled than my son, mm-hmm. and had seizures. And that is, that's a lifestyle that is so, so debilitating. I have twin autistic nieces, and they have seizures as well. And time stops. Everything stops at that particular moment, mm-hmm. and the parents are on high alert, and they have so much PTSD because you think, wow, this is a serious brainstorm, brain event that was foisted on my child by the vaccine industrial complex. What's going to happen? What's going to happen after this seizure? What's going to happen after this seizure? Mm-hmm. And so it's a horrible, debilitating lifestyle. And these people, you know, they can't travel. They can't socialize. They're basically locked down in their homes, taking care of their wonderful special children, and they're seeing their children go through physical pain every day, which is one of the worst things that a parent would ever have to go through.
Well, I just think about the total care that has to take place, because you have an adult child, basically.
Yes.
They can't do basic things. Like, you think for a typical child that's basically healthy, you get to look forward to getting out of diapers, and many of these parents never get out of them, right? It's like, are you kidding me? A 150-pound male or something is having bowel movements, and you got to clean those up every day. I mean, you just can't. It's just unconscionable what's going on.
It's really unthinkable. And then you think about, you know, what's going to happen after the parents pass away, if and when the parents survive the child. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're drilling down in that realm right now in my own household. My son does not have siblings. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, because of that, we're in a bind. We're in a difficult time. So, there's so many different things to think about, and these are the cast-offs. Mm-hmm. What the pharmaceutical industry does not want you to know about, and they will cover it up every single time.
Brian Hooker, God bless you, my friend. I can't wait to see you Memorial Day weekend at the Advanced Medicine Conference with Dr. Bitar and many of our other friends. You get a 5% discount with the code BELL, B-E-L-L, to come and join us there. The article we've discussed today, COVID-19 and the Surge in Decidual Cast Shedding. I know that the people that are graduates or students of Trinity School of Natural Health will be downloading this article and sharing it with each other and learning from it, probably faster than the medical community will. But I would urge you, if you have a relationship with any medical professional, please share this article with them as well. Print it up and get it to them, and let's keep the discussion going so we can prevent this disaster from happening to anyone else. Brian, big hugs, my brother. I look forward to seeing you on your podcast again soon. And Super Don, I think, added your podcast link in the show notes today as well.
Wonderful. I really appreciate it. God bless you, Robert Scott Bell and Super Don, for what you do every day. It's an honor to be here.
All right, appreciate it. That's Brian Hooker, our hero.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.